News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
It's just touching 10 to 8 here on News Talk Breakfast. I'm losing my time now. Let's go to the whole issue, back to that issue of paternity stroke maternity leave. With 26 weeks of maternity leave for mums and 2 weeks paternity leave for dads, our current system is most definitely skewed towards mothers staying at home when they have children. However, Fianna Fáil have introduced a bill which will allow parents to share maternity leave, giving families the flexibility to decide how their leave works best for them. Fianna Fáil TD for Kildare South, Fiona O'Loughlin, has introduced this bill in the Dáil, and she joins us now. Fiona, I have to say, as a dad myself with the experience, it's about time somebody came up with this idea.
Good morning to you, Paul and Andre, and I'm delighted that you think this is a good idea. We certainly feel that it is, and I was pleased to introduce the bill yesterday. Essentially, you could really call it's about transferable maternity leave, because as we know, within the system now, the mums can take 26 weeks and then a further 16 unpaid weeks. It's in the last 2 years, dad could take 2 weeks, but we certainly feel that parents are the better judges of what is best for them and for their children, and allowing them the flexibility to share that in whatever proportion or ratio suits them would really be a good thing.
Now, it is very important. It is the most important time in a man or a mum's, a dad or a mum's life. What we were talking about there at the start of the programme is that there's these stats from the government. A government spokesperson gave these stats out in April, that 62% of men take up paternity leave. That's 3 out of 5. With a government spokesperson at the time suggesting some were using it to play golf. Now, our argument here would be, and we've been discussing it this morning, is that the reason the rest of the paternal cohort do not take up paternity leave is because they can't bloody well afford it.
That's a fair point, because all that they are guaranteed is what the government will pay, which is €230 a week. Now, depending on the employment circumstances, some companies are very generous and they will top up, but that's obviously down to the employment.
Yeah, but their companies, they do that. That's discretionary, and they're
absolutely
what you call ethical companies.
Yes.
But that doesn't, in the world we live in, that's not a requirement. That's not a legal requirement.
It's not. And as you say, we do have 38% of young dads that are not taking it up. And I think that's a shame. But I think it will get better as we go along, because at this point in time, it is only in since September 2016. But interestingly, research was done back in 2015, which showed that fathers were just as likely as mothers to say that parenting was extremely important to their identity, and also showed that 48% of fathers felt that they were not doing enough caring. So obviously personal circumstances come into it, and also you may have a situation where, for example, some parents are self-employed, so maybe in a situation where a mum might be self-employed, it might be very difficult for her to take the full 26 weeks. But if her partner wasn't, well, then it might be easier for them to take part of that 26 weeks. And obviously we're saying that this would be for adoptive and same-sex couples also.
We talked earlier about the dichotomy, the fundamental dichotomy between public service and private sector, as in everybody in the public service can pay their full wages for the length of time that they're off, whether they're male or female. And this whole issue of remuneration, and this is a particularly financially a very sensitive time in people's lives, obviously they're starting off a family. What can be done here to pay the father the money he would normally be paid, you know, that instead of this derisory sum of €200 a week when he might be on €500 or €600 a week normally?
Well, I think at this point in time, it would be extremely difficult, and it wouldn't be possible for the government to legislate for that. And the proposal that I made yesterday wouldn't cost the Exchequer any extra money, because the funding is already in place for the 26 weeks. So I think that would be something that would evolve, and in a situation where an employer possibly could help support, that may happen. But we would not be introducing something that certainly would force employers to do that at this point in time. I think that's an evolving thing. And obviously, when we get to September, when the dog comes back from recess, we will be getting into the next stage of debate in relation to this. So I'm sure that there would be other amendments coming in that may have strengthened this. But I think it's really starting the conversation, and it's also opening our whole culture to the dads.
You're certainly pioneering. Fianna Fáil TD for Kildare South, Fiona Loughlin. I'm sure we'll be talking to you again as this bill makes its way through, because a lot of our listeners are very, very invested with this morning. Thank you very much for joining us.